Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to take a call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, first off, you know, for your brigade brought Liz Cheney and, you know, the nefarious Marjorie Taylor Greene, that that it's hard for me to say something good about Liz Cheney, because I can remember when George Bush was heading out of office, that Liz and her daddy collected some baubles from the royal family in Saudi Arabia, and I just always wondered if they ever paid any emoluments on that, because they both were subject to that, because I think Liz was a member of the State Department at the time. But it's just, you know, it's interesting to see the interesting warfare that's going to be going on in the Republican Party. I hope it's long. I hope it's bloody. I hope they, you know, rip each other apart in some ways, but it's not good for the country. And we all knew that in Foxconn, we all knew that was a bad deal from the beginning. I mean, that it's just completely so ironic to me that supposedly the conservatives swallowed the line that we can't take close to a billion dollars in money to improve our broadband infrastructure, and the rail money that would have been producing jobs and continually. I mean, Walker said, well, we'll have to pay out $7 million a year to, you know, for whatever, you know, that, well, $7 million is an investment every year, because that money would be coming back probably at least doubled or tripled in the form of.
Yeah, right. He lied about it. Yeah. Right.
I mean, that Walker has all the appeal to me as dog vomit fungus. That
okay. Well, enough for the nuance. Listen, enough for the foreplay. Here's the deal, Mark. Here's what they did. They turned down $1 billion for Medicaid of our federal taxes. We had sent it out there, and every state got it back proportionately. He turned it down, and it went to California to swell theirs. He turned down $1 billion for trains. And what we paid something like $50 million as a penalty for breaching the contract. And when he says it would cost $7 million to run it, sure. But the business generated from Chicago to Milwaukee to Madison to Eau Claire and onto the Twin Cities would have really rebuilt a lot of businesses in central Wisconsin. And then he turns around and he goes, he turned down about $50 million initially for broadband. Especially in the north. In other words, he said, we are not socialists. We don't take tax dollars. And they say, well, you're the ones that paid the tax dollars. And if you don't take it, it's being offered to you. Other states are going to get yours. He's dumb as a bag of rocks. Okay. And he's in bad faith. And then he turns around and he goes, I'm a businessman. I've always wanted to be a businessman. I heard that they signed it on napkins. And boy, that's really titillating. Got me all excited. Oh, yeah, $4.5 billion. Yeah, it's a lot of money. Yeah, somebody's going to lose his home in Mount Pleasant. Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of homes. They can move somewhere else. Why don't they move to Beloit? What the heck? I'll decide where their kids go to school. No. These are Republicans, and anybody out there who continues to vote for them, you're being snookered. You are being played for suckers. Now, want to go on. One good thing about Biden being in is he is reestablishing our alliances in Europe with NATO and the EU, reestablishing in the Pacific with Japan, South Korea, doing our best with the Philippines, doing our best with Vietnam to contain China, the Chi-Coms, and to contain the Norks, North Koreans. But in Europe, one good thing is just the other day, the United States, Germany, France, and the UK issued a joint warning to Iran not to block nuclear inspectors and not to violate the nuclear deal of 2015. That would never have happened under Trump, because Trump was pro-Putin. Putin had the goods on Trump with the pervert video, blackmail. He also had the goods on Trump. Trump owes $400 million to some very unpleasant gentlemen with very unpleasant collection techniques. Trump is not an honest man. And he did anything Putin wanted to, including betraying the United States, betraying Europe. Well, you know, Europe, the EU has a lot of different members, but the biggies are Germany, France, and the UK in terms of economics. The biggies are those three. And they are the sub three. And along with the US, they got together and warned Iran. Iran is a dangerous country. Iran thinks they are Aryans. That's why they name themselves Iran. Iran means Aryan. Because they're not Semitic, they're not Arab, they're not Sunni Muslims, they're Shiite Muslims. 10% of the world's Muslims are Shiites, 90% are Sunnis. The difference was back 1,300 years ago, when the Prophet passed away, there was a fight over who would take over the movement. And Sunnis said his son-in-law should, Shiites said his grandson should, and they fought over that for 1,300 years. And that's why Saudi Arabia, which is Sunni, hates Iran, which is Shiite. And Iran says, well, we're not Semitic, we're not Arabs, and we are also not Sunnis. And they hate Israel. They hate the United States. They have people, mobs walking through the street shouting death to America. They have a competition every year to make fun of the Holocaust. Can you believe that? To make fun of it, of the attacks on Jews in Europe by the Nazis. By the Nazis. You know, I'm a little too hawkish, I suppose, in a way, but my feeling would be, why should we tolerate this? This is an animal culture. Why should we tolerate it? We've been very good to these people. They could easily be bombed. We haven't bombed them. And we'll say, look, you're not going to have nuclear weapons. Iran has just recently threatened that now that there's still sanctions, they may develop nuclear weapons. And they just developed uranium metal on February 6th. They developed uranium metal, which is hard to do. And they're enriching uranium. Now, at some point, if they have a nuclear weapon, they're going to have to be bombed. So, and they're never going to change. They're fanatics. They're full of hate. But the very good thing is the U.S., Germany, France, and the U.K. have said, do not block the inspectors. If they block the inspectors and they go ahead to develop a nuclear weapon, they will be attacked. They will be attacked. This is a rogue state. All of the Middle East, except for our ally Israel, is subject to Islamic attack from within. We have many allies there and good people. Jordan, the Egyptian government, has cooperated with us. Jordan is a good ally. The United Arab Emirates, some of the others, you can work with them very easily. Saudi Arabia is a pathology caught between the royal family and the Wahhabi terrorists who export Wahhabi terrorism to Europe. We've got to monitor this very carefully, but Iran is the imminent threat. So it's very, very good news that the EU, in particular, the big three, Germany, France, and UK, have teamed up with the US and have laid down the law to Iran. You will not block inspectors. And if you do, there'll be consequences. Okay, we're going to take a call. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, it's kind of the same topic that Mark was talking about, I think. And that Republicans, you know, my dad used to have a saying about them, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine, too. And by that, right. I mean, in 1965, I just read something interesting, was the last time the United States as per capita, you know, growth per year spent properly tax revenue on infrastructure. So is there any wonder what happened in Texas as a surprise? Our roads across the country, I just read, are rated at D+. We don't have high-speed rail like a lot of other countries. Broadband, right across the board. We've got lots of work to do and lots of things to do that would be good-paying jobs. And this last clown, he talked a big talk about infrastructure but did nothing. Yeah, we know our airports are in crumbling, our roads are crumbling, this, that, and the other thing. But yeah, let's starve more money away from it.
Yeah, Dick, you know, the thing is that what's going on, and I agree with you on infrastructure overall, but the Texas thing had nothing to do with the fact that the U.S. wasn't improving their infrastructure. They aren't improving anybody's infrastructure. They're the ones, because of Abbott, they're run by Republicans. They deliberately did not upgrade their power system to winterize it. You know, listen, there are wind turbines in Norway and in Wisconsin, in the Arctic. It can be done easily. They did not do it. They did not do it. And they want to be a private grid and private enterprise and not join larger grids with California. They are Republicans. They hate government. And somebody who hates government can't govern. They can't govern in good faith. But you're right about the infrastructure. Thanks for calling in. We going to go to Steve of Fitchburg. Steve of Fitchburg, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Well, I got to preface this by saying that I in no way ever supported Donald Trump, but you just a moment ago kind of went along with that Russiagate line with saying that he did whatever Putin wanted him to do. If that was the case, then why was it that he ended up getting more support for NATO? Why did he put more sanctions on Russia? And, you know, you're doing a lot of talking points to get us into a war with Iran. And I really think it's funny that the same station that, you know, gives spotlights to more radical rioters is then also having us push a war with Iran. I mean, look at Iraq. It was a huge mistake. You know, I'm not saying we should ignore Iran, but this administration is definitely looking to push us down that path. And, you know, Trump was a terrible president, but the one good thing about him was he didn't get us in any new wars. And, you know, Uncle Joe's going to get us in another war probably, and you're doing a lot to help. So thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Let's get some correction here. Number one, Trump was a terrible president, and he didn't do hardly anything right. And he did not sanction Russia. What happened was when they initially imposed it, he denied that Russia had hacked. He said he didn't trust our FBI and CIA. They finally rammed it through the Senate over his objection. There would have been no sanctions against Russia otherwise. He invited the commie Ruskies into the White House with no Americans. No Americans. He would meet with Putin and not have a translator, only the Russian translator. He'd tell our translator when he did have one to rip up their notes. This guy is a Rusky. He's a Rusky traitor. He should have been impeached a long time ago for being a Rusky traitor. And when it comes to war, I'm not advocating the war. I'm going to tell you this. No Islamic State can be permitted to have a nuclear weapon. Pakistan does. We give them $2 billion a year to secure it. And all of these people are religiously nuts, and they will attack. We cannot permit that to happen. I don't want an Iraq war with troops and all that, but their nuclear facilities, if they build one, the only reason we don't bomb North Korea is because there's a land border with China, and because its capital is very close to the South Korean capital. So we'll talk a little more, Steve, but I disagree with you. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.